Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to E3 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're celebrating our 18th anniversary with our good friend Pete Sepp. Pete's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, thanks again for all that you do, all you and your organization do to try to hold back the tide of abuse by our government to tax us, to regulate us. What's some of the other mayhem that they're perpetrating on us that you guys are working on?
Well, we are very concerned, of course, about the repeal for another 2 years of caps on part of the budget known as discretionary spending. That's a very dangerous attitude to take, especially since we were just discussing Congress's and the president's overspending problem. There is good news, though, and we have had some over the history of the organization and of your program. After all, when in 1998 we were talking about the emerging internet and how there were state, federal, and local tax authorities trying to get their hands on it, turn it upside down and shake the money out of it, put it in their treasuries, there was a ban enacted on special discriminatory taxes on internet service. That ban has held up, and we have had to fight tooth and nail to make sure politicians have never repealed that tax ban, and we've been successful.
Now, that tax, let's talk about that for a second. What is that tax ban? How big is the universe of that? How big is the circle around the buffer around it? Is it just states?
It says all state and local discriminatory taxes on internet access. And so they cannot slap a 10% access tax, for example, on everyone's internet service bill. The federal government, of course, has kept their hands off it, and that's been a fight
so far.
It's been a very difficult
so
fight.
so far. And don't hold your breath. Now, I hate to be cynical, Pete, but when the president basically strong-armed the FCC chairman to convert the internet into a publicly regulated utility, which he did this year, you can't tell me that's not the first step towards a federal tax.
Oh, yes, it is. That essentially establishes the infrastructure for nationwide taxation of
folks,
the internet.
Folks, people are going to look back on what President Obama did on two levels with the internet and see that with by creating a utility out of it and by undermining the ICANN foundation, the structure that we had there, and making it available to the international community, we're going to look back on this 20 years from now and what he's doing now, his misadventure in the Middle East in foreign policy, will look like nothing, I think, compared to the damage he's done to the internet.
Well, and we're fortunate that there are so many court challenges to that executive order, basically. I mean, it came through the FCC, but it was really cleared through the White House.
Right. It was mandated by the White House.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Wheeler wasn't going to do it.
That's right. That's right. And it wasn't going to be an expression of FCC policy. He had to get leaned on from people outside the agency, namely the White House, to carry this through. Well, there are enough court challenges and enough members of Congress, I think, who are going to push back hard enough on this.
Bipartisan?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So you think the utility part could be reversed?
I think so.
With the next president, if we get a president who's prone to do that?
A court might actually overturn it even sooner than that.
Wow.
Yes.
Now that's good news.
Yes. And
Thank God for checks and balances.
That's right. And this is not only an expression of the companies themselves that would be affected, but citizen groups like mine are filing friend of the court briefs.
Right.
Members of Congress are going to get involved if they have to. with legislation, but we have remedies.
And this is where your organization is active, not just in terms of the tax, but in seeing the headwaters of future taxes and fighting them at that level.
Yes, yes. I mean, the late John Bertu, our president, was very, very insightful about this. He saw from the beginning what could happen if the federal government or states or localities, for that matter, got their hands on the Internet and basically strangled its development. Where would we be today if taxes and regulations had been slapped on that emerging technology from the beginning? Well, there really wouldn't have been a beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned his name. I think of John all the time. We miss him around here still. But, if you look around, so many of President Obama's initiatives that he's tried to take, he's lost in court, hasn't he?
Yes.
It just gives you an example. I mean, it just amplifies the fact that he's doing things that are blatantly against the Constitution that the courts are not upholding. And these aren't always conservative Republican judges either, are they?
No. There are regulations from the EPA, from the Department of Labor, even the IRS, that have been pushed back into oblivion by courts saying the administration is going too far.
Went too far.
Frankly, that's going to come around and bite them again in a number of ways. I think
members of Congress are going to take action. And thank you for organizations like NTU, National Taxpayers Union, for being part of that force. Keep up the good work and keep coming back soon.
Will do, sir. Take care.
NTU.org, folks. Support them if you can.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.